Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for the business side. Thursday Night Live, enhancements to our bike and pedestrian trails, specialized loan programs, Coldstream Research Park. These are just a few of the ideas implemented here in Lexington that had their roots in similar communities. In fact, one of the longest running and largest intercity visits of its kind among chambers of commerce and economic development groups nationally is Commerce Lexington's annual leadership trip. And this year, business and community leaders in our area spent a few days with their contemporaries in Raleigh, North Carolina. Joining me to talk about it is Commerce Lexington Board Chair Jeff Kuntz. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning.
And a word of warning to our listeners to bear with us because Jeff Kuntz's office is a busy place near Thoroughbred Park in downtown Lexington, and you might hear some traffic going by from time to time. Well, obviously, the first question, what made Raleigh a suitable place to study?
Raleigh and Lexington really have a lot in common. In fact, there were like 15-plus economic rankings last year that included both Lexington and Raleigh, things like cities with the highest salaries and lowest cost of living, best cities for young professionals, best cities to raise a family. I think best cities to be a game developer, best cities for veterans, best run cities. Just so many. The list goes on and on. Best places to live. One of the other similarities between Lexington and Raleigh that attracted us to it was they're both among the most educated cities in the entire country. Lexington, I think, is about 43.6% of our population here that's 25 years of age and older have a bachelor's degree, while in Raleigh, that figure is closer to 50%. I think at the time was number two in the nation. So comparatively, we felt that Raleigh could best offer us an opportunity to both measure where we are currently as a city and provide us some new ideas as we chart our course forward as a region.
Okay, well, let's talk about those discussions and those presentations. Give us just a kind of a thumbnail sketch of what you all did discuss on this trip.
Sure. We did a lot. I mean, 2.5 days, it's a working trip. It's fully packed. As you spoke of earlier, it yields fruit every year in and year out. We talked about this trip. We talked about the importance of collaboration and regionalism. We talked about, we had sessions on to hear about Raleigh's strengths and their struggles. We talked about opportunities for all. In fact, there was a session that had been led by PG Peoples, who is the president and CEO of the Urban League, where we tackled some tough and tough topics like affordable housing and gentrification. A group of about 30 of us met to discuss. I think it was led by Chris Ford, who's a commissioner of social services here in Lexington, to discuss the nonprofit community and ways that we can leverage, connect, and collaborate to better serve and support our whole community. So, you know, another benefit from this is that we networked across regions and industries, services, and we made new connections, too. So, and then we finished the sessions with a look to the future, kind of what could Lexington become.
And what kind of great ideas are percolating because of this exchange of ideas?
Well, I think we narrowed in, the biggest topics narrowed in on three areas. That was regionalism, and we discussed and learned ways to build future leadership pipelines that are more diverse across the region. We learned that with regionalization, that the sum of the parts can be much greater than the whole. And that knowing your neighbor is extremely important, both from a regional and a diversity standpoint. You know, we were cautioned, and one of the takeaways we took is that we were cautioned that the struggle will be for us to not retreat to our corner and protect our turf or our county. It'll be to constantly keep in the forefront of our minds a regional focus. So that was what we talked about in terms of regionalism in the front of diversity. We had some courageous discussions and discussed the need to truly understand what equality really means. And we asked some tough questions like, are we creating and developing diverse leadership pipelines in our community? Are we recruiting diverse talent? And are we fostering an environment, I think most importantly, are we fostering an environment for safe and courageous speak around diversity and inclusion? I think to many of us, the question is, are we becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable? And then we talked a bit about inclusion. And there was a great quote, Alan, that came from this session. It was, inclusion is being asked to dance, It's not just being invited to the dance. And I think that's so true. And we need to ask ourselves, are we creating pathways to opportunities for all? And then are we making the effort to ensure that those pathways are and can be followed? Those were some of the takeaways, I think, that were kind of stood out.
Well, was there any one particular example? Well, we here in Raleigh did this particular initiative, and we think this will work very well in Lexington as well.
Well, there were a lot of different ideas that were brought up and discussed. And really, the way this trip has worked historically is that we get back and we start unpacking all of the information and all of the things that we learned on this trip, and then figure out what can be best put into action. So in terms of an exact takeaway from this trip, I don't know that we've got that, other than we looked at gentrification issues, and I think that we're going to try to figure out ways to how can we more responsibly build in communities. We talked about affordable housing and a bunch of myriad of different ideas around affordable housing and maybe what will work here in Lexington. But we really don't get those ideas until we get back and have a chance to debrief. We don't get an action plan until we get a chance to get back and debrief and unpack all that stuff. And we just got back.
This isn't a one-way conversation. This is obviously two ways. So what did you present to them that you're so excited about?
Well, we have a lot to be proud about here in Lexington and Central Kentucky, and we do some things, quite a few things, better, I think. I mean, I think we have a fairness ordinance. They didn't. I think that's something that shows the progressive nature of our community, and I noted that there was some particular interest on their part in that topic. So if I had to pick one thing, that would probably be one thing that stood out with me.
Well, in the time that we have left, a final thought about this, about the trip, and about where we go from here.
Well, during my annual dinner speech this year, when I was speaking to the crowd, I spoke about constructing bridges. And I think those two and a half days that we spent in Raleigh were mostly about just doing that. And hopefully what we were able to do is lay a foundation now that we can build a bridge that leads to a stronger and a more diverse and inclusive Central Kentucky. So that's our hope, and we come back from these trips each year.
Well, that is all the time that we have today on the business side. Our guest has been Commerce Lexington Board Chair Jeff Kuntz. He's the market president of West Banco Bank, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at wuky.org. Have a great week ahead, Jeff.
Thank you.